Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Hubbard. William S. Hubbard is the name on Achieving Performance Results, and any other books that you can find with the name William S. Hubbard on it, if you're interested in human resources, policy, practices, and performance, Bill is the man. Bill, I need your website, please.
I've got a blog that's Drawing a Line, and then there's some numbers that follow behind that. But if you look up Drawing a Line and Hubbard, you're going to get some connections that are going to report to a book that I've written that's called Drawing a Line, which is a fictional approach to dealing with sexual harassment.
All right.
And then I have a blog that also talks about all of these issues that we're discussing right now.
And that's two B's and two T's, by the way, when you're looking up his name. Hey, Bill, we're talking about sexual harassment, and in the previous segment, you gave us some examples of what it sounds like when you get a complaint, how to deal with the complaint, how to take the action that you have to do, how to walk through the steps. But let's talk now about something that you're really also really good at, and that is doing what you can to prevent this from happening in the beginning. As Barney Fife would say, nipping it in the bud. What do you think?
Well, the key element is to have a policy that communicates we're equal opportunity employer and we treat each other with respect. And if there's any questions or concerns or complaints, feel free to speak with your supervisor or manager or come directly into my door as the small business owner. And I want to hear what your concerns
are. And these behaviors are not allowed.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, you state that, don't you? You know, we do not allow... We do not permit, we don't condone, or we will not, and you will not work here, whoever you are, if you make other people feel uncomfortable.
That's an important point to convey, and it's also an important element to lead by example. Actions speak much louder than words, so you can write a nice policy, and you can put a nice message
right
in your handbook, or put a nice message on your website. But then if you go out and you conduct these events that have alcohol flowing and everybody misbehaving, then that's going to speak much louder than your nice little EEO policy, and we're an equal opportunity employer and we don't sexually harass when.
What about
the
training?
Last year's sales party.
You think there should be, you should have sexual harassment training where you set up a role play and you have people who practice pushing the envelope and where to stop, where to start. Do you recommend bringing people in who know how to do that?
I used to do that, So I would say yes. And in a number of growing number of areas, it's now required. California has required it for a number of years. Illinois, where I am, has just started as of the first of this year. They're supposed to have training in place and conducting that training. So it is very necessary. There's a lot of different perspectives on this. Men typically say, well, when I would do an audit of a company, a human resources audit, I'd ask the sexual harassment here. Invariably, the women would say, yes, it's happened. I wish it would stop. Invariably, the men would say, that doesn't really happen. It's just that maybe some joking around. And then, I wish it would happen to me more. And so there's a whole different perspective between male and female ideas on it.
Well, I've never met a woman, at least, you know, who's been in the workplace for a few years, who wouldn't say that they experienced some kind of harassment. But what do you say to people when somebody just says, "Hey, would you like to go get a drink after work," or something like that? Aren't those the kinds of things that you talked earlier about, you know, finding out, well, what was said, what happened, what did they say to you, what did you say back to them? If someone came to you and complained, well, I don't like how he's doing this, and you say, well, what did he say to you? You say, well, he asked me out. Well, what did you say to him? I said no. okay, was that the end of it? Well, yeah. Well, my point is at what point in time do you say, well, okay, you know, people get to talk to each other. People get to you know, it's – anyway, what do you think, Bill, about that scenario?
A lot of the conditions, circumstances begin like that, and it seems innocent, and oftentimes it is innocent, but then sometimes it starts to edge into more inappropriate conduct. And at some point, the individual needs to draw a line, and you want to try to get along, you want to try to go along, and if everybody from work goes out for a drink, you might want to be part of that, but sometimes family obligations, child obligations, you're not able to, so you've got to call that based upon what your own circumstance is. And then if individual conduct begins to get close to that line or crosses that line, then you've got to speak out and confront and say, no, this is inappropriate. I don't go there. I don't want to do that.
If somebody says it happened once and I'm complaining about it, that's one thing. But if they say, you know, I'm coming now because this has happened six times and the guy won't take no for an answer, that's different, isn't it?
That's true. And the EEOC, when they look at these issues, they look at frequency and severity. So if you've got one incident that's a physical incident, groping, grabbing, something inappropriate like that, that one incident could qualify. If you've got a multiple series of incidents about, come on, let's go out for a drink, or everyone's going out for a drink, you're welcome to come along, those seem kind of harmless, and by themselves they are. But
there are majors and minors, right? We have majors and minors. One major, three minors, that kind of thing. We used to have that.
Good way to
Bill, you were in the Army too. That's what the IGs would talk about in inspections. We got majors and we got minors. Hey, Bill, good job today. Come back soon.
I'll be happy to.
William S. Hubbard, two B's and two T's. Search, find him online and you'll get smarter. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.